Well, hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. I'm recording this on April 8th, Eclipse Day, 7:10 a.m. Just changed from 7:09. Ooh, I'm excited about the eclipse. Unfortunately, I do not get to go see, I don't get to be on the path of totality anywhere. So I'm very happy for all of you millions of people who live in the path of totality or who have traveled to the path of totality. I will get a measly 94% here in Chicago, which is pretty cool, but they say, you know, it's still nothing like totality. 100% is what you want. It should be an interesting handful of minutes in the middle of today. I think I kind of want to go to that. I'm not even going to say, because then everybody's going to want to go there. I want to go to one international. I want to go to see a total eclipse internationally. That'll be fun. Okay, the first word in this episode is exclamatory. Exclamatory, adjective from 1593, containing, expressing, using, or relating to exclamation, as in an exclamatory phrase. The phrase is the exclamation. Oh my God, what happened over there? That would be an exclamatory phrase, kind of. Expressing, using, relating, all those things. It's just about, it's an exclamation. Okay, the next word. My sound effect. I'm just going to go hee-haw, which is the thing that they said in It's a Wonderful Life. The next word is exclave, or the emphasis is the same, but you can also say exclave. I think that is how that is pronounced. Just doing a double check. Yeah. Exclave, exclave. This is a noun from 1888. It is a portion of a country separated from the main part and constituting an enclave in respect to the surrounding territory. So, yeah, I think I've heard of enclave. I mean, we talked about that a little while ago. Let's go quickly read. Or we could also just go to the computer and see what the computer says. That would be a little bit quicker. An enclave, or maybe enclave, maybe some people like to say that, that is a portion of a territory within or surrounded by a larger territory whose inhabitants are culturally or ethnically distinct. It's like a little island of culture. So an exclave is a portion of a country separated from the main part and constituting an enclave in respect to the... This is the opposite, right? Is that what it is? Let's just look up exclave, because you know what? The computer, opposed to the physical dictionary, it gives you pictures, right? It does. So here, let's look at some pictures. This one is exclave versus enclave. A territorial enclave, state surrounded by another state. An exclave is separated, like West Berlin. So I guess the enclave, it's the same thing, but it depends on the context of who's looking at this island area. So it's kind of like immigrant versus emigrant. The people who are emigrating or immigrating are the same thing, but it depends on which direction they're going. Are they going into a country or are they leaving a country? You can call them an emigrant at one point in their travels and then an immigrant at another point in their travels. They're kind of similar. They're kind of different. So the exclave is the part that's like, oh, this is our country, and that area over there is also part of our country, and it's so that's the exclave. I think that works. Sure, why not? Hee-haw. Next is excludable. Excludable. You can spell this at the end with an A or an I. A-B-L-E, I-B-L-E. Adjective from 1916. Subject to exclusion, as in excludable income. You can exclude this income. Maybe we're talking about taxes. You can exclude this income from your taxes for some reason. I don't know. It's not taxable. So it's excludable. Excludability is a noun. How much excludableness does that income have? It has 100% excludableness. So it has excludability. And there's not that much about this. Subject to exclusion. Can it be excluded? Then it is excludable. Hee-haw? Exclude is next. This is a transitive verb from the 14th century. It's transitive because there is something that is actively excluding something else. Maybe it's excluding the enclave or the exclave. It says, you just go hang out over there. You're good there. We're going to exclude you from this area. So, exclude. Number 1A. To prevent or restrict the entrance of. Famously, there was somebody who was leading this country that I am currently in, America, who excluded a lot of groups of people for some reason. Not sure if it was the best reason, but they excluded some people coming into this country. They were not allowed. They restricted the entrance of them. 1B is to bar from participation, consideration, or inclusion. We're barring you. We're stopping you from participating in this running contest, whatever it is, anything. You can't participate. You can't be considered. You can't even be considered for something. And you can't be included in it. Exclusion. We'll get to exclusion next. But yes, that's this whole world. And there are lots of different contexts that somebody, something, some group of people can be excluded. In general, I don't like the idea of it, but I guess sometimes maybe it makes sense if you're, I don't know. Okay, number 2 is to expel or bar, especially from a place or position previously occupied. So for instance, a place where maybe it kind of makes sense is if there is somebody who goes to a bar and they are just treating everybody terribly and maybe get very, very drunk or something, then maybe it would make sense to exclude them from being able to enter the bar in the future. Okay, that's a very sort of standard, like, yeah, okay, you're barred from the bar. But there are a lot of other occasions where I don't think exclusion, being excluded, makes sense. We are not trying to exclude people. We are trying to bring people together. That's the thing. We are this one big earth of humans and living things. We need to come together and not exclude all of our various tribes and cultures. Okay, this word is from the Latin excludere, which is from the ex prefix, plus the word claudere, which means to close. Right, you're closing off the borders, you're closing off your blinds, you're excluding yourself from the outside world. If you want to exclude yourself, that's fine, you could do that. Okay, excluder, that is a noun. Hee-haw. Next is exclusion. Noun from the 15th century. Number 1, the act or an instance of excluding. 2. The state of being excluded. I have been excluded, and so I am in a state of exclusion. Exclusionary. That sounds like a fancy word. Exclusionary. It's not that fancy, but it sounds kind of fun. That's an adjective. No additional etymology, exclusion. You have been excluded when you're in exclusion. I can't really think of anything else to say. You know, I've said enough. I've said enough. We have so many more related words, though. We got to keep on going. Hee-haw. Next is exclusionary rule. Two words. What's this rule? Noun from 1964. A legal rule that bars unlawfully obtained evidence from being used in court proceedings. So you are excluding this evidence because it was unlawfully obtained. You got this evidence illegally, so we are not going to let you use it in this court case. How do they know that you got it illegally? Do you admit it? Are they like, there's no way that you could have gotten this evidence except by doing something illegal? So we got to use this exclusionary rule. It's there for a reason. Everything has to be done in a legal way to do this legal proceeding, to go forward, to determine what was done legally and illegally, and how illegal was it. And we got to do the exclusionary rule. Sorry, we're putting our foot down. You can't use this evidence. I wonder how often this gets used. How often are people trying to use evidence that they got illegally? Hee-haw! Next is exclusionist. Noun from 1822. One who would exclude another from some right or privilege. And exclusionist is also an adjective. What would make somebody decide to become an exclusionist? Why would you think that somebody, some other person, should not have a right or a privilege, just in general? Like, how deep does this go, this exclusionist? Like, do you identify yourself as an exclusionist where you just think that lots of people or everybody should be excluded from rights or privileges? Is this just a thing that you're like, yeah, oh, hi, my name is Spencer. I'm an exclusionist. Is that how you introduce yourself? Or is this, like, how important is this in your life? I don't know. But it's an interesting idea, and I would absolutely not consider myself an exclusionist. I would consider myself an inclusionist. I want everybody to come together and be included. Feel included. Come on to the party. Everybody's invited, all 8 billion of you. Let's have an 8 billion person party all at once, all over the world. Hee-haw! Next is exclusion principle. Noun from 1926. A principle in physics. And then it tells us this principle. What is this principle? It's a principle in physics. Where? No two particles, as electrons, in an atom or molecule can have the same set of quantum numbers. This is called also Pauli or Pauli exclusion principle. So maybe somebody named Pauli or Paul came up with this exclusion principle where no two particles in an atom or molecules can have the same set of quantum numbers. I think this is just saying, like, we have figured out that this is not a situation that can exist in the real world, because it's not like humans can control what these particles and atoms and molecules are doing. But I think they're like, oh, well, you know what? It looks like in this situation, no two particles like electrons can have the same set of quantum numbers, which I don't understand what that means, in an atom or a molecule. Maybe let's put a link in the show notes for exclusion principle so you can learn about quantum numbers and other things. And Pauli seems Italian, maybe. Hee-haw! Exclusive first form adjective from 1515. 1a. Excluding or having power to exclude. If you have the power to not let people come into your business, into your country, into your situation, your bar, you would be exclusive. I don't like the idea of exclusive places. Golf courses, golf clubs, country clubs that are exclusive, that's not a place that I would want to go to. Why can't you just let anybody in? If they have the money, I guess, you know, they got to have the money, but like anybody should be able to go. Yeah. 1B, limiting or limited to possession, control, or use by a single individual or group. This thing that you are describing as exclusive is limiting or limited to possession, control, or use by a single individual or group. This is my exclusive coffee mug because I am the only one who is allowed to use it in any form. I'm not going to let you drink from my coffee mug. That would be weird. Would you like a sip of my coffee from the mug that I exclusively use? I'm not that open. I'm a little bit of an exclusionist when it comes to things I'm putting my mouth on. Okay, back to exclusive. Number 2A is excluding others from participation. We won't let you play in our pool tournament. So it's very exclusive. Only people who have the name of Spencer can play in this pool tournament. It's a Spencer pool tournament. We just swim in the pool. 2B is snobbishly aloof. Wow, okay. Snobbishly aloof. You are aloof, but you're also a snob? This is a fascinating one. I think I need more context on that. 3A, accepting or soliciting only a socially restricted patronage as of the upper class. Accepting or soliciting only a socially restricted patronage. Yeah, this makes me think of the country club. Only the upper class people with lots of money who are probably white and Christian or something like that. They're WASPs, maybe. Only they can go to this country club, and they think that's stupid. 3B. The synonym is stylish and fashionable. So what? If you are exclusive, you are stylish and fashionable? I mean, obviously, I see the connection to hoity-toity culture, rich, upper class, all that stuff. This reminds me of a story from The Simpsons when Marge became friends with some people in a country club or something like that, and she bought one outfit, and then because she couldn't afford another fancy outfit that was stylish and fashionable that the other people approved of, she couldn't afford more, and so she just changed the one she had. She sewed it up and changed it around, and so she could just change, but you could only do that a handful of times, maybe once or twice. Yeah, stylish, fashionable, exclusive. 3C, restricted in distribution, use, or appeal because of expense. It's too expensive to go send this thing over there to distribute it to places, so we're not going to do it because we can't spend the money. 4A, synonyms are single and sole, S-O-L-E, like one sole molecule, as in exclusive jurisdiction. You have jurisdiction, these police only have jurisdiction in this one single area, and they can't go anywhere else. I don't know if that's true. I don't know what how the logistics are of police coming in from another town. 4B, synonyms are whole, like all the stuff whole, and undivided, as in his exclusive attention. You have my exclusive attention. It is undivided. It is whole. All of the attention that I can muster up is being sent to you. Now do something. Next is a couple other forms of the word. Exclusively is an adverb, and exclusiveness is a noun. Hee-haw! Oh, there's no etymology. So, moving on to the second form of exclusive, which is a noun from the 15th century. Something exclusive, as we have two sub-definitions. A news story at first. A news story at first released to or reported by only one source. This has become a little bit of a problem when it comes to like presidential elections and things like that. Oh, there's all these news stations out there, 24-hour news stations, and they're like, we got the exclusive story. We know what's going on. We are going to predict that this person has won this state or something. That's caused a little bit of a problem. They're all looking for the exclusive story. They want it. They want to show this story out to the people before anybody else. Or maybe there's like a celebrity or somebody who's going to tell their story, but exclusively only to this one TV station, radio station, whatever it is, podcast. If you have an exclusive story for me, I would love to have you on my show, and I'll get the exclusive story from somebody who has a great story. I can't wait for a good story. Number B, an exclusive right. That's kind of it, but there's an example, as to sell a particular product in a certain area. There's like movies are sometimes released. Oh, this special version of this DVD or Blu-ray is exclusively sold at Best Buy or Target or on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or Walmart. There have been a lot of those things. I bought there's like two versions of the Weird Al movie soundtrack. Weird, the Al Yankovic story. The soundtrack was exclusively different and unique, I think, from Barnes & Noble. And so I bought it. There was like a green vinyl and a pink vinyl. And so I bought them. I did. And I guess I bought another one, too, because I ended up with three copies of this soundtrack. Probably a normal one, a green one, I think, and a pink one. Yeah, that's how they get you. Hee-haw! Exclusive disjunction, two words, noun from 1942. A compound proposition in logic that is true when one and only one of its constituent statements is true. And it says to see the truth table. There's a truth table. I feel like I need an example of, that's not how you spell example. Example of this exclusive disjunction, because it's dealing with true statements, and but only one of the constituent statements is true. So I don't know. There we go, Google, you filled it in. No, I don't want images of examples of exclusive disjunction. Let us consider example number two, which reads, either John is sleeping or he is studying. Although the statement does not contain the phrase, but not both, it is pretty obvious that it is not possible for John to be sleeping and studying at the same time. Hence, example number two above is an exclusive disjunction. It's exclusive because one of them is true and the other one is excluded from the situation. It's not possible. You can't have both at the same time. Once John is sleeping, there is no way for him to be studying unless he puts his notebooks under his pillow and maybe he can get it from osmosis. But it's not, it's probably not gonna happen. Okay, good to know that when I say this proposition in logic of Spencer is talking, Spencer is either talking or he is drinking from his exclusive coffee mug, that is an exclusive disjunction. Because he's not going to be drinking and talking at the same time, because then it's going to not work. He's going to get coffee all over the keyboard and the book and his face and his clothes, and he's got to look decent for work today, so that's stupid. Hee-haw. Next is exclusive economic zone. Three words. Noun from 1975. The area of sea and seabed extending from the shore of a country claiming exclusive rights to it. That's our sea. That water there and what's under it and above it, that's for us. We take that. That's our exclusive economic zone. The area of the seabed extending from the shore of a country. Yep, that's it. How far does that go? When does it become international waters? What is there a rule across the world that you can only own the water, the sea, up to a certain amount of feet or meters? I don't know the rules for that. I'm not making economic zones. I'm reading the dictionary. Hee-haw. Exclusive of. This is a preposition from 1722. Not taking into account. You're not taking this into account, exclusive of, as in the example, there were four of us, exclusive of the guide. We are not taking the guide into account when we're giving you the number of how many of us there were. Come on, I think the guide deserves a bit more respect than that. There were four of us, exclusive of the guide. So really, there were five of us. Hee-haw! Exclusivism, noun from 1834. The practice of excluding or of being exclusivism. No, of being exclusive. The word is exclusivism. My mouth doesn't want to say these words. So the country club, this famous country club that Spencer keeps on talking about, is practicing exclusivism because they like to be exclusive. Exclusivist, that is a noun or an adjective, and wasn't that one of the words that we had? Where is it? Exclusionist. Ah, exclusionist, and this one is exclusivist. A little bit different, but it's the same idea. Hee-haw! Exclusivity. Exclusivity. You got to emphasize it different than the other ones. Noun from 1926, number one, the quality or state of being exclusive. I'm in a state of exclusivity because you are not allowed to be here. Number two, exclusive rights or services. Exclusivity. I don't like to be in a state of exclusivity. Yeah. Next is, okay, no more exclusive words. We have excogitate. Excogitate. Ooh, fun word. Excogitate. Excogitate. Okay, this is a transitive verb from circa 1530. To think out. That's the definition. The synonym is devise. So you're devising a plan, thinking it out, thinking of all the details, what could go wrong, what could go right, having backup plans. You are excogitating. Excogitation is a noun. Excogitative. That is an adjective. I am in a state of excogitative because I am being excogitative right now because I'm thinking out all the things that I want to say in the spur of the moment, and I just kicked the thing under my desk. There is no etymology. You would think that there would be something, but I see a form of this word, the C-O-G, cognate. There's all these other words that are all about thinking, cognition, right? So that's where it's from. And the X means it's out. You're planning it out. Maybe you're writing it out. You're making plans. You're drawing pictures. That's excogitate. Next. So we have two forms of the same word. The word is excommunicate. Excommunicate. First form of excommunicate. This is a transitive verb from the 15th century, and it's interesting because we're adding on to this exclusive idea. This excommunicate is very related to the idea of exclusion, but it's a more specific situation. So, what's the definition? To subject to excommunication, which will be the first word in the next episode. Excommunicator is a noun. I am excommunicating you from communication. We are not allowed to communicate anymore. Let's see. Yeah, I mean, the etymology is from the Latin verb excommunicare, which is from the ex plus communicare, which means to communicate. So sorry, we're not allowed to communicate anymore. I know that you keep on sending me emails and voicemails and messages on the social media, but no, I'm sorry. I must excommunicate you. We can't do it anymore. Nope, sorry. Hee-haw! The last word officially is the second form of excommunicate, which is an adjective from 1521. Excluded from the rites of church membership. Excommunicated is a synonym, and excommunicate is also a noun. So very specifically, this is about being a member of a church. What did you have to do to be excommunicated from church membership? You gotta do something crazy. I don't know. Okay, let's pick a word of the episode. We had today exclamatory, exclave, excludable, exclude, exclusion, exclusionary rule, exclusionist, exclusion principle, exclusive, exclusive, exclusive disjunction, exclusive economic zone, exclusive of, exclusivism, exclusivity, excogitate, excommunicate, excommunicate. Well, I am thinking of either excogitate, because it was very different than all these other words, or most of them at least. Exclusive disjunction was kind of interesting, this statement in logic. That was kind of interesting. Maybe just because it's different, I'll do excogitate, because when I'm making a plan to go steal some stuff, I gotta excogitate it. I gotta think it out. I gotta plan it out. How am I gonna steal this stuff? I'm not gonna steal stuff. That's not me. It's just a silly song. It's the song was sung from the perspective of somebody else than me. Okay, next time. Next thing that we do is talk about a movie. I have watched at least one movie since the last time we were here. I mentioned North by Northwest. Oh, and then we watched, which I am still calling a movie, even though it's not technically a movie, it's the Twin Peaks pilot, because it's feature length. We watched it with my family. Sharon and I watched it not that long ago, and we convinced the five other members of my family My parents, my sister, her partner, and their daughter, my niece, our niece, we decided to watch it. We figured my niece was old enough to watch it now, mature enough. I think it was a success overall. I think it was. She seems very intrigued to keep on going with this Twin Peaks thing. So we'll see. We'll see. You know, if people don't like it, I'm not going to be all pissy about it. But she seemed intrigued. And yes, can't wait to talk more about that with her. Okay. That's it. That's all I got for you today. Thank you so much for checking out this show. And until next time, this is Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.